Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 2. With that, she bent quickly into a crouch, seesawed her arms for balance, and leaped to the top of the far wall. Felix gauged the height. He leaped after her. He misjudged his leap and banged a thigh against the lip, sending a spray of sand into the air. But he was up.
"The world's greatest athlete," she said when he had knelt down beside her.
"What?"
"That's what they'd say on Earth if I could have done that without a suit. Look at the jump we just made. 7 meters easily."
Felix glanced down, nodded.
"You from Earth?" she asked.
"No," he replied.
"I am," she said cheerily. "Born and bred. Ever been there?"
"Yes." She looked at him at last. She had noticed the change in him. But she felt the need to talk and began to rattle on again. It was all about her childhood on Earth, and about her decision to sign up some 6 years before. Some of it was about some man, either a lover or relative. Felix was not all that sure. He wanted to listen, wanted to help her out. He felt her need acutely, and knew it would be much better for her if he could manage to respond. Perhaps it would even be better for him. She was, after all, third scout for the forward group, quite a high rank. Perhaps she knew better. Mostly, though, he just wanted to help. But this was a distant want, coming from a distant place, where all his human thoughts were thrust during what he had come to think of as the engine time. The rest of him, the engine, was scouting. Below them could clearly be seen the entire lengths of some 2 dozen passages in the maze. Bits and pieces of several dozen more were also in sight. It was a good spot for them. Felix's eyes raked back and forth across the lines of curving passages, from left to right and back again. He would make 2 of these scans at a time, and then he would look upward at the most incredible sight he had ever seen. He had no idea what the knuckle was made out of. He supposed that it might very well be composed of the same sort of material used to make the ants themselves. He had read somewhere once about some forms of insect life that created their homes in this manner. He wondered if the same pattern would hold true for these ants, these 3-meter-tall ants, these monsters.
"Forrest?"
asked a sharp, commanding voice in his earphones.
"Forrest here," she replied. "You in position?"
"Yes, sir."
"All right, look, the can is coming down your way pretty soon. You need to make connection?"
"Yes, sir, I could use it."
"What about the other scout with you? Felix, is it?"
Felix looked at her, nodded.
"Yes, sir, he needs it too."
"Very well. One of you stays while the other comes back. Then rotate again. I want someone scanning the whole time. Got it?"
"Yes, sir, will."
"Right, out."
"Forrest out."
"You want to go first?"
"It doesn't matter."
"I figured you'd say that. You sure turned into the quietest damn—"
"Oh, shit. See it?"
Felix followed her gaze. He saw it. An ant. Then another and another.